setting his tray on the table in the hall outside his room. Nora whispered a silent prayer before knocking. Alex didn't answer. After waiting a few moments, she opened the door and walked in, wearing a cheerful smile. "Hello, Alex," she greeted brightly. "I've brought you lunch." She readied a spot on the table beside the chair where he sat staring out the window. Nora brought in the tray and set it down. "How do you like your tea?" she asked. Alex remained silent. "Fine," Nora mumbled as she hurried to exit the room. She brought her own lunch to her room. She had the same meal as Alex. Tilly had placed a plump red apple on her tray, too. After she'd eaten, she got down on her knees and prayed. She asked God to give her the knowledge and insight she needed to handle Alex Vanderhorn. Nora entered Alex's room to retrieve his tray, and she noticed that he was still sitting at the window, but he'd eaten half of his meat pie and the entire apple. This pleased Nora. Instead of leaving with his tray, she sat down on the bed near him. "It's a beautiful day. If you'd like, I can take you for a walk in the chair with wheels." Alex gave her an ugly frown.
"Please, don't patronize me."
He didn't growl as he had before, but spoke in a bored monotone instead.
"I don't mean to patronize you. I just thought fresh air might make you feel better since you seem to enjoy your windows so much."
She tried to make eye contact with him as she spoke, but he refused to look her way. "Alex," she said kindly, "by not looking at me or speaking to me, you are making my job impossible." She observed no change in his attitude. "I'd like to be friends. My name is Nora, and I really need this job. So I'm hoping we can get along amicably. I'm here to make you as comfortable and happy as I can." He turned and looked her in the eyes.
"Can you make me walk again?"
His green eyes seemed to challenge her as he spoke.
"Maybe I can," she said with a hesitant smile. "I can't promise it, but I will do everything in my power to make it possible."
Alex shook his head.
"Maybe.
And if you don't walk again, then we'll find a way to deal with it. Many people live fulfilling lives."
"Enough," he said between his teeth. "Please leave."
Nora's first impulse was to walk away, but instead she stiffened her back.
"No," she said stubbornly. "I won't leave. It's my job to be a companion, and I'll be one whether you like it or not."
He swung around and stared at her in surprise, but said nothing. Nora wondered if she were the first to ever refuse a command of his.
"I'm going to take your tray downstairs, and when I return, you and I will have a game of checkers or cards or simply have a conversation."
She stood, picked up the tray, and left the room.